airplanes and trenches. Many of us can still remember those who supported the war effort at home, behind desks, in factories, in churches, in schools. It has been only 100 years since the end of that first great war, 3-4 generations of memory. I have here the diary that belonged to my grandfather, and this is the year 1915. He writes on May 15th, 1915, with a bit of humor, actually, through this book. He writes, "Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Bell spoke on Monday on Red Cross work at the front. He said, fear death. A man told him if he wanted to write to his relatives, he had better do so, as he hadn't long to live. This man said he had not long written home a letter, then asked if the doctor really thought he was going to die, and the doctor said yes. The man said, then let me have a last bowl of rice pudding. It was followed by another line that wasn't quite so funny. Then shot men had to pretend death, for if they moved, they would be shot again and again, and so killed. Today we're now going to take a few minutes to remember a time only known to us through story, through sound and music and artwork, through the creative response to war and destruction. I will begin with a poem titled Memorial Day Prayer by Barbara Pascan, followed by John Hagen playing The Last Post, followed by 2 minutes of silence, followed and ended with a trumpet's call. Bless the poets and those who mourn. Send peace for the soldiers who did not make the wars, but whose lives were consumed by them. Let strong trees grow above graves far from home. Breathe through the arms of their branches. The earth will swallow your tears while the dead sing, no more, never again, remember me. For the wounded ones and those who receive them back, let there be someone ready when the memories come, when the scars pull and the buried metal moves, and forgiveness for those of us who were not there, for our ignorance. And in us, veterans in a forest of 1,000 fallen promises, let new leaves of protest grow on our stumps. Give us courage to answer the cry of humanity's pain, and with our bare hands, out of full hearts, with all our intelligence, let us create peace.